150 years. In 2010, our Moors and Christians Festival commemorated its 150th anniversary. This was a significant celebration organized under the honorary presidency of King Juan Carlos I and Queen Sofia. The memorial acts were opened in order to coincide with the historical dates that led to the creation of the festival. In February 1860, the victory of the Spanish army at Tetuán was celebrated, together with the end of a terrible drought. Following the intonements for help to the Holy Christ of Agony, the town council of Ontinyent held special celebrations with the participation of Moors and Christians from the 12th to the 15th of February. This celebration was converted into the first festival held between the 5th and the 7th of August 1860. It was for this reason that the ceremony began on Friday the 12th of February 2010 with the presentation of a commemorative plaque on the facade of the Society of Festeros during an open day when the people of Ontinyent could admire the refurbished building. On Saturday the 13th of February, one of the most emotive acts was held, marking the beginning of our festival, namely the descent of the Holy Christ of Agony from the Chapel of Santa Ana, accomplished in the middle of a snowstorm and escorted by fusillades that recalled the militia. On Sunday the 14th, before the Holy Christ of Agony statue and following the Te Deum Mass in the San Carlos Church, the new flags and banners commemorating the 150th anniversary were blessed and then handed over to the parish priest, the town council, and the comparsas. On Saturday the 6th of March, the mid-year or mig-año special festivities were closed with the return of the statue of the Holy Christ of Agony to its chapel. The delegation began its way back along the old route of Mayans Street, the main square, and Cantereria after having visited the Santa Maria Church, which was crowded with worshippers eager to watch the encounter between the two patron saints. On Sunday the 18th of April, the cemetery of the nearby town of La Font de la Figuera was also the scene of an emotive event. A representation of festival participants was there to pay tribute to Judge José Joaquín Cervino y Ferrero, author of the embassies of the Moors and Christians Fiesta of Ontinyent. Speeches praising his figure included a funeral oration, a recitation of his embassies, along with a commemorative wreath, which all formed part of a simple yet special tribute. On Thursday, the 15th of July, the first International Congress of Embassies and Ambassadors of the Moors and Christians Festival began in the presence of members of the Congress from 12 countries congregated to share their knowledge and experiences relating to the fiesta and also offering a sample of the diverse ways in which they are celebrated. The Congress was inaugurated by Trinidad Miró, the Minister for Culture and Sports of the Generalitat Regional Government. On Saturday, the 31st of July 2010, the public packed Daniel Gil Avenue and witnessed the historic 150th anniversary parade. Bocairent and Cayosa de Ensarria also celebrated their 150th anniversary and took part in this unique spectacle. The public was treated to different events, such as the popular giants, cavalry, and bell ringing, which are all closely linked to the festival, as well as a group of costumed fusiliers who represented the militia and the origin of the fiesta. Among all the elements of the parade that caused great excitement were the old costumes of the now defunct troops, which were rescued from oblivion, as well as the boats, the dances of the troops, the retreat or retreta, and a chariot containing the festival queens, who were once an important component of the fiesta between 1960 and 1991. Thus, the audience were treated to a performance showing the historical development of 150 years of celebration. Music featured prominently in the celebrations, and in a special concert held below the castle, performed by the Musical Society of Ontinyent, the Society of Festival Participants, or Festeros, paid homage to the late composer José María Ferrero Pastor. The symphonic poem called 150 Years by Daniel Ferrero Silvaje was given its first performance during the proclamation. On the patron saint's day, the 6th of August, the musical band of Ontinyent, together with the band All for Music, gave a concert commemorating the 150th anniversary of the birth of the Moors and Christians festival. Amongst a variety of compositions, audiences marvelled at the premiere of La Puerta del Ángel Symphony, created by the Ontinyent musician Saul Gómez Soler, to commemorate the anniversary, as well as the processional march, Al Morenet, by Miguel Ángel Sarrió, which was presented to the Society of Festers. Previously, a mass was celebrated for the repose of all the deceased festival goers over the last 150 years in the chapel of Santa Ana before the image of our patron, the Holy Christ of Agony. Once again, the boats of the Marines and Moorish Marines escorted the Moors in the Baixa, throwing a shower of flowers on entering San Carlos Church. On the night of Sunday to holiday Monday, the Society of Festers recuperated the Night of the River, or La Nit del Río, in the River Clariano, with the participation of the comparsas of Moros Marinos, Estudiantes, and Marineros. Over 150 people represented a naval battle reminiscent of the origin of our festival, and with the participation of the Almanzor and Méndez Núñez boats. A large crowd had gathered around the Pont Vell Old Bridge, Cantereria, and the Baix Square to watch the spectacle, and after the ceremony, the festival participants invited the audience to roasts and drinks. On the evening of the 4th of September, a traditional folk dance was recovered from the past and enacted to pay tribute to the patron saint on the eve of the return to the St. Anna Chapel. On the morning of Sunday, the 5th of September, in San Carlos Church, a double mass was celebrated, officiated by Monsignor Carlos Osoro, the Archbishop of Valencia, who also chaired the afternoon procession of the Holy Christ of Agony to the Chapel of Santa Ana. And so played out a year-long calendar of activities, comprising exhibitions, concerts, conferences, symposium, publications, audiovisual presentations, tributes, festivities, and special gastronomic events created for for the occasion. Notable amongst them were the concert given by local performers held on Sunday the 16th of January in Valencia's Palace of Music and the display of historical costumes in the exhibition hall of the Festival Museum. Finally, on Saturday the 12th of February 2011, the 150th anniversary was concluded with the inauguration of a plaque on the facade of the Society of Festers in recognition of the work over 150 years of all those people who had made the Moors and Christians festival possible in Ontinyent.